I'm Steve Bauer from Wichita, Kansas. What is HD radio? Is this something you want to listen to? Are the radios accessible to people who are blind or visually impaired? We'll try to answer those questions and give you some audio demonstrations over the next few minutes. No doubt, you have heard some commercials on the radio that talk about HD radio and how there are stations hidden between the stations.
Did you know there are brand new music channels between your favorite radio stations? You can only hear with an HD radio. No subscription required. Go to HDRadio.com for details. HD Radio.
For Christmas, I received one of the Acurion HD radios sold by Radio Shack. Would I consider the radio to be very accessible? No. But it is usable by a person who is blind or visually impaired. Of course, you can't see the clock, and you can't read all of the information that's on the screen, such as the artist and the title of the track and things like that. But for general listening, it is indeed accessible and usable by a person who is blind or visually impaired. I'll get into describing the radio and giving you an audio demonstration in just a little bit. But first, we need to learn about HD radio. What it is and how it works. Several radio stations, somewhere around 500 now, are now broadcasting in HD or high definition radio. With me is Larry Wagoner, a broadcast engineer and consultant, and I'm going to ask him to join us and to talk to us about HD radio and explain what exactly is it.
Well, HD, first of all, is I think just a name they've run off with from the world of high definition television. So to I guess add some life into digital radio, they've called it high definition or HD radio. Bottom line, it's a digital method of broadcasting radio signals, and the method that was adopted here in the United States is a method that where they superimpose the digital signals right along with the analog signals that we've listened to for years on both AM and FM. So if you have an analog radio, you tune in your favorite station that maybe now is broadcasting in digital, but your old analog radio is still going to pick it up essentially the same. When we get to AM, there is a little bit of a difference, but on FM, it's the same signal you normally have always heard. But if you have a high-definition radio or a digital radio, it decodes that digital bit of information, and the digital information is placed on either side of the main carrier. It's like a subband, a sideband, I guess I would call it, on either side of the main carrier. So if you do have that digital radio, then you can pick up the digital information. And quality-wise, they claim FM is near CD quality. I kind of think the quality you get off of your regular FM radio is sounds very good. And how many people really notice the difference between an FM radio signal and a CD signal? But anyway, the digital signal is better. And then the other advantage to the listener and to the broadcaster is that additional sets of programming can also be carried. So you'll find stations that have their regular programming on the HD1 or the first digital subchannel, and then they'll have an entirely different program on the HD2 or second digital subchannel. So maybe classic country on one and modern country on the other. And then going back to AM radio, you don't have near the bandwidth to work with as far as how good a quality of signal you can get, but when you have digital AM radio, I guess I would say that you're getting up into the quality of an FM station. So it lets an AM station have the ability to broadcast in stereo and broadcast a signal that is closely comparable to an FM signal, in analog FM signal in quality. Going back to my comment about listening to, say, your favorite AM station is broadcasting in digital and you're listening on an old analog radio, if it's a good quality analog radio, you might hear some just junk, I guess I'll call it, noise, hiss in the background. Or if you slightly tune off channel, either above or below that station, you'll really hear the digital information, which shows up just purely as trash and noise. And that's one of the negative things about AM digital. And AM digital has to be shut off at night, concerned with all this trash at nighttime when the sky wave starts, where you hear when you're tuning in the AM band at night, you hear stations all around the country. So you can imagine if one of your favorite Cincinnati or New Orleans or Nashville stations is broadcasting in digital, all that junk just a little above and a little below the main channel will wipe out local stations that are on those first adjacent channels. So they make, right now, all AM digital stations have to turn off the digital information at night.
Now, with AM, there's no separate programming option. It is just basically a simulcast of their analog signal, right?
That's correct. Now, of course, there really wouldn't be anything to stop them from having, you know, one program on AM and one on FM, but it's not set up that way. If you own a digital radio, the digital radio does a seamless transfer between analog and digital programming. So when you first turn it on, it comes on in analog, and then as it captures the digital information, it'll make a seamless switch over. So therefore, both the digital and the main digital channel and the analog channel have to be the same because of that seamless overlap. One of the things, if you ever will call a disc jockey or if you're in broadcasting, you participate in a remote broadcast, one of the real problems with digital broadcasting is that it takes about 7-8 seconds to create this digital signal. So out of necessity, they also delay the analog signal 7-8 seconds. So when your favorite disc jockey says hello, radio doesn't say hello till 7-8 seconds later. This really creates a problem for someone that's doing a remote broadcast. How do you talk back to the person at the studio when there's 7 seconds of delay in between your conversation?
Let's go back to FM for just a moment. We talked about HD1 being the simulcast of the analog signal, HD2 being another complete radio station, if you will. But there's also an HD3 that is available, and so far I've heard nobody has turned that on, but can you tell me what HD3 will do?
Well, again, it's going back when I made the comment about there are no multiple channels on AM because of bandwidth. On FM, there is sufficient bandwidth to do the two signals like we talked about, and maybe even a third one. That third one might not be stereo. It might be a monaural signal, and so it would be good for news or that type of information. One of the problems right now is at least I haven't seen any of the broadcast transmission equipment that'll handle that third channel. It seems like this digital radio is still a work of art in progress. Well, just like I have a friend that has one of the new Alpine digital car radios in his vehicle, and it will not pick up the HD2, the second set of channels on FM, but there's a new model that's coming out, you know, in a couple of months that will. So the broadcasters now support a main and a sub-channel, but at least I haven't seen any of the broadcast equipment that yet supports the third channel. Of course, all these transmitters, devices that generate this digital signal are really, if you open one up, you'll swear you've opened up your computer at home. It looks just the same inside. And so all these changes and upgrades, it's all a software improvement. So you get a new software update and load it up. But anyway, it's something they're still working on.
So all of the stations that are broadcasting in high definition have had to install complete new transmitters or just an upgrade to their existing?
I think the answer to your question would be yes. It depends on, there's really three different ways of doing this digital programming. One would be to go out and buy a whole new transmitter that's capable of broadcasting both the analog and digital signal simultaneous. Or if some of the transmitters, you may go ahead and install the digital equipment, and then mid-level, kind of halfway through the transmitter process, you could add that digital signal and then amplify the analog and the digital with the final tube in the transmitter and come up with the digital and analog information. Or some transmitter or some manufacturers recommend on the older transmitters, you might have two entirely separate transmitters, one digital and one analog. They're both broadcasting on the same frequency. One is putting out that analog signal, the main centered information, and then the digital transmitter stacks the digital information on either sideband of the main signal, and so the two high levels of radio energy are combined and sent to the transmitter. So there's three ways of doing it, and probably a bunch of little variations on that as you get into the individual stations.
Now, you've obviously worked with both AM and FM stations. The AM probably have been a bit of a challenge for you. Do you think that AM HD radio is going to be a success?
I guess I'll reserve my opinion on that. Right now, I have not been favorably impressed with AM digital. You have to shut it off at night. A lower power station, it seems like here in my office at home, if my wife turns on the vacuum cleaner, the old AM problem shows up. The signal's a little bit weak anyway, and so I can't lock in on a digital signal. So not real excited about AM digital, but once it's working, you have to agree, it sounds great, and it's good quality, and it's in stereo. But you wonder, and I guess the reason I even have doubts about will FM digital really be a success, when you look at how many radios are available right now. I'm only aware of two cable-type radios that will do the digital. The Boston Acoustics radio, that's been out for a little over a year now, still costs close to $300. And then Radio Shack has lowered the price a little bit because they have a $200 radio, or one you can buy for a little under $200, that probably is maybe because it's a year newer, it's a little better radio. At least seems to be a little more sensitive on both AM and FM. So there's only two choices right now. Car radios, there's maybe, a half a dozen at most choices. And when you go down to your favorite dealer, like go to a Best Buy or your favorite car stereo dealer, and I'll just bet you they will not have a high-definition radio available. So That really hurts it. Radio Shack's about the only manufacturer or only dealer right now that at least occasionally will have HD radios in stock. You go into a dealer right now, and HD is all over the place, but it's it's all television screens, and there are no digital radios available unless you go to a Radio Shack store. And again, that store may or may not have a radio in stock, but at least they can get them for you.
Larry Wagoner is a broadcast consulting engineer in Wichita, Kansas. Traditionally, radio reading services have broadcast on the subcarrier allocation of FM broadcast stations. When these stations begin broadcasting in high definition, what effect will it have on radio reading services? Joining us now is Steve Kincaid, Director of Engineering for Kansas Public Radio and the Kansas Audio Reader Network. Steve, thanks for joining us. So what is going to be the effect on radio reading services as a result of HD radio?
I think that it'll be a good thing for reading services. Right now we're operating in what's called the hybrid mode. There's not much advantage for a reading service. HD radio in its hybrid mode offers 96 kilobits of data for voice data broadcast, of which at least 48 kilobits per second needs to be dedicated to whatever you're doing on your analog channel. So you have this 48 other kilobits of data that can be used for HD2 or HD3, but at least it's our position at Audio Reader that we wouldn't use any of that bandwidth, because it would be more or less considered an open channel. Any HD radio could listen in on those channels, and that would violate our copyright exemption. We're kind of waiting for the extended hybrid mode. When the extended hybrid mode comes, I believe we get another 48 kilobits per second of data available. And also the technology will allow us to do what's called conditional access. So we'll be able to encode the reading service And all the user would do is let us know what the serial number is, the electronic serial number of their radio. And we would broadcast an unlock code. And that unlock code would then unlock that channel on the HD radio, which might be HD 6 or 5 or something like that. And then you would get your normal radio reading service programming via your HD radio. And even though it's probably would be a smaller data channel, maybe as low as 12 kilobits per second would sound better than the SCA does today, and would have about the same coverage area.
Now, when it comes to receivers, the listener to a radio reading service then would have an option of owning their own receiver, or would you still provide HD receivers for the reading service?
Well, that's a good question. We're not there yet, so we don't know. As the price of the HD radios comes down, it would probably be an either-or thing. If the person was, if they have an HD radio now, they could just use their current radio. And maybe they have more than one. Maybe they have one in the car. Maybe they have one at home. Maybe they have one at the office, and, you know, we can unlock all of those. But if someone couldn't afford one, then I imagine we would be able to get grants and whatnot to purchase those radios as we do now.
Are you currently broadcasting HD on KANU, the public radio station there at the University of Kansas?
Yes, we have an HD1, which is the mirror of the analog service, and then we have, which is a classical jazz type format. Classical during the days, jazz at night, along with NPR News and All Things Considered and Morning Edition. And then on our HD2, it's all news talk. It's a news talk format with mostly BBC and Public Radio International and National Public Radio News Talk magazines that we broadcast all day long.
Are those HD channels streamed on the web?
Yes, they are. They're also available on the Internet with Windows Media and Real Audio.
Steve Kincaid is Director of Engineering for Kansas Public Radio and the Kansas Audio Reader Network. Now I want to describe the Accurian HD radio from Radio Shack. The radio was approximately a foot wide, about 7.5 inches tall, and depending on where you measure it, about 5 inches thick. The radio is like a small boombox. One speaker on each side of the unit, and in the middle is your display, a large volume control knob, and a series of 7 buttons. The large volume knob in the middle obviously turns up and down. It is notched, but it doesn't stop turning when either you hit the minimum no volume or the maximum full volume setting. The knob serves 2 functions. In addition to being the volume control, pressing it in moves you through the different modes or bands of operation. There's AM1, AM2, FM1, and FM2, as well as an auxiliary. You may be saying, why AM1, AM2, FM1, FM2? Well, you see, with each of those bands, you can set 6 memory buttons, thus the reason to give you 2 different bands. This will give you a total of 12 memories that you can set. Now, most cities will not have 12 AM stations, but on the other hand, will probably have more than 12 FM. So for me, I wish they would have given me just 1 AM band and 3 FMs so I could actually get all of the stations plugged into memories. On the front of the radio, there is a little bit of it that sticks out, and it's in the center, and it's sort of the shape of a half of a circle. On that portion of the radio, there is the main power button. It's on or off. And there are 7 small buttons that basically go around this half circle. The first is for presets. The next 2 are for scanning up and down the band. The next 2 are for moving up or down channel by channel on the band. The next one steps you through about 6 preset frequency ranges or EQ settings on the radio, so you can kind of make it sound good for you. And then the last one is for setting the clock. On the flat part of this half circle, parallel to the front of the radio, is a small circle that you can feel, and that is the eye to accept commands from the remote control. There's also a headphone jack on the right-hand side of this half circle. We'll talk about the remote a little bit later. It's very small, and there's a compartment or a space on the top of the radio where you can slide the remote in for safekeeping. There's also connections on the back for FM antennas and an AM antenna. And in either case, I strongly recommend you use antennas for both AM and for FM, because the sensitivity on this radio is not very good. It doesn't have good ears, as they say. And so you will want to use an antenna to make sure you get the best reception possible. So, what does HD radio sound like? Let's start off with the AM band. Now, here in Wichita, Kansas, there's only one station broadcasting in HD. It's at 900. It's KSGL. Now, I will say that the receiver for AM on this radio is very broadband, which is necessary to pick up the HD. Thus, if you're listening to an AM station that is not broadcasting in HD, it's going to sound pretty darn good. I'll let you hear examples of that. Up first will be several audio examples of KSGL broadcasting in HD. The first few seconds of audio from each demonstration segment will be the regular analog signal. And then you will hear the HD radio sequence into HD, and the audio quality will dramatically improve. There will be one example of talking, and as it switches, you'll hear a little bit of an echo or a blip as it switches from analog to digital. So now, let's see what HD radio sounds like from an AM station.
A tear fell when I saw you in the arms of someone new. A tear fell when you left me.
Tearing my fear apart. And that laugh wrinkled your nose. Touches my foolish heart.
It's to join other KSGL listeners who buy, sell, trade, and give away items, excluding real estate, absolutely free on our trading post. The Trading Post is brought to you by Professional Body Works at 3833 South Broadway.
I hope you could hear the difference in the audio from the analog AM to the HD. Quite impressive. And when you can hear it in stereo, it's even more impressive than that. All right, let's check out a little bit of audio from a couple, three other AM stations that are not yet broadcasting in HD.
Johnson off to Hoskins. Shot good. Hoskins knifing his way through the lanes.
Don't miss the next big story. ESPN Radio. ESPN Radio on 1410 KGSO.
Is this the right music, bro?
Really? Anyway.
Balancing the checkbook for financial success. This is Mike Sciano with a Money Minute. According to surveys, as many as 20% of Americans never balance their checkbook.
Lars. On the phone with us right now is the unfortunately named Congressman Joe Wilson. Congressman.
Hey, Lars, it's good to be with you. And, of course, you do have a good name, Lars Larson.
Oh.
And I do have to point out, I'm the good Joe Wilson. There's the other guy. He's the Ambassador Joseph Wilson.
All right, let's go to FM now. First, we'll hear KRBB, which broadcasts at 97.9 megahertz. Now, what happens here is the same kind of thing. It starts out in the analog, then it will switch to digital, or the HD1, and then after that plays for a little bit, I'll switch it on over to the HD2, which for KRBB is a smooth jazz station.
A better way to spend your weekend listening to Wichita's best variety of yesterday and today, like Train Ride Here, Drops of Jupiter on Wichita's V98.
And that's the
By the way, KRBB is a Clear Channel station. Let's check out another Clear Channel station, KZSN. 102.1 is a country music station playing modern country music. And the HD for KZSN is classic country.
Oh, how you sparkle, and oh, how you shine, a blush on your cheek. More than the wine, and he must do something that I
lay it down and softly whisper pretty love words in your ear. Lay it down and tell you all the things a woman loves to hear. I'll let you know how much it means. Just
back to KRBB, their main channel, and then we'll switch to the HD. Let's talk about the remote control. It has 16 total buttons on it. The upper left button is the band or mode select. Below that is tuner up and tuner down. The top row in the middle is the button for the clock, and the upper right button is power on and off with volume up and volume down below that. The third row down between the channel down or tuner down and the volume down button is the DSP button. This is where you can step through the six preset audio selections or the EQ settings on the radio. The fourth row down has two buttons on it. On the left, it's preset store, and on the right, it's mute. Below that are two rows of three. These are your memory buttons. 1, 2, 3 on the first row, and 4, 5, 6 on the bottom row. I will say that one thing that I have not been impressed with the radio is the remote control's ability to operate the radio. You really have to point the remote directly at the little eye on the front of the radio for it to respond to the commands. It responds quite nicely, but you've really got to be focused on it. If you're off a little bit, it won't react at all. The remote is about 1.5 inches wide and about 3.5 inches tall, and maybe 1/8 of an inch thick. It's very, very thin, kind of like a little credit card almost. The other thing I want to mention about the radio is the power cord. Yes, it's got one of those little power bricks, but it's separate from the plug. In other words, there is a cord that runs from the power brick to the radio, and then a standard computer type cord that runs from the power brick to your outlet, so you don't waste a lot of space on a power strip trying to get a great big adapter plugged in that wipes out at least one or two additional plug-ins. So that's one good thing about the power cord on the radio. It's a little short, and you may want to actually plug in a longer power cord, and that's what I had to do to make it reach to an open outlet. So there's a quick look at the Acurion HD radio from Radio Shack. Thanksgiving weekend, they ran a very good special on this particular radio. It was on sale for $124.95 with a $25 mail-in rebate. So watch for some sales, and you get yourself a pretty good deal and a really great-sounding radio. I'm Steve Bauer, and to close out the feature, here's a little bit of what my program sounds like on KRBB B98 FM in Wichita as it's broadcast in HD. Tonight, colder. Chance of flurries continues, low 23 for your Monday back to work and school, high of 34 with partly cloudy skies. Right now in Wichita, a few snowflakes out there. We have 32 degrees on your Sunday Jazz Brunch, B98 FM.
From the Dave's Deck Studio and online at B98FM.com, it's the best variety of yesterday and today on KRBB Wichita, B98 FM. Smooth jazz is more than just music. Let it wrap you in love. You're listening to the Sunday Jazz Brunch on B98 FM.
All right, in this segment of the show, it's a Whalum family affair. Up first, Kirk Whalum and Just a Closer Walk with Thee on the Sunday Jazz Brunch.